Kalim chapter 28, Mishnah 1. Shlosh al shlosh, a scrap of cloth that is three itzbas, three thumbs, by three thumbs. Shinasana bakadra, that he kind of stuffs up and puts it inside a ball. He uses it as a stuffing for a child's ball. Or shasa kadra bifna atzma, or he makes it into a ball itself. He kind of stitches it up and makes it into a ball itself. So in both these cases is the Mishnah tohera, that is pure of any kind of impurity. Because when it's stuffed into a ball, such a small scrap of material loses its importance, and therefore it's no longer susceptible to impurity. Aval shleisha al shleisha, but if it's 3x3 tfachim, a bigger piece, 3x3 handbreadths, that's normally susceptible to midras impurity, shenesano bakador, if it's put inside a ball, tama, it is still susceptible to impurity, because putting such a large cloth inside a ball is just equivalent of like storing it. It's not nullifying its use in any way. Asu kadu bifna atzma, if it's made into a ball itself, though, this 3x3 tfachim piece of material, tahor, it is then pure of midras impurity. Mibnei sha tefer mema'ato, because stitching reduces it to less than 3x3 tfachim, which is the minimum susceptible size for midras impurity. That brings the kahati, it remains susceptible to other sorts of impurity, because it's now in that in-between stage, in between three thumb breadths and three hand breadths, that's susceptible to other sorts of impurity.